Atifanel, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God, who is making the heavens and the earth. Holy Spirit, flow through us and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Hello and welcome. My name is Tony, and I'm pleased to share a few minutes together with you. The reading today is from Psalm 144. It is believed to have been written near the time David came to be recognized as the king over all the tribes of Israel. And the psalm expresses David's heart for the nation in both war and peace. I'm going to read it from the Living Bible translation. Bless the Lord, who is my immovable rock. He gives me strength and skill in battle. He is always kind and loving to me. He is my fortress, my tower of strength and safety, my deliverer. He stands before me as a shield. He subdues my people under me. O Lord, what is man that you even notice him? Why bother at all with the human race? For man is but a breath, his days are like a passing shadow. Bend down the heavens, Lord, and come. The mountains smoke beneath your touch. Let loose your lightning bolts, your arrows, Lord, upon your enemies and scatter them. Reach down from heaven and rescue me. Deliver me from deep waters, from the power of my enemies. Their mouths are filled with lies. They swear to the truth of what is false. I will sing you a new song, O God, with a 10-stringed harp. For you grant victory to kings. You are the one who will rescue your servant David from the fatal sword. Save me, deliver me from these enemies, these liars, these treacherous men. Here is my description of a happy, truly happy land where Jehovah is God. Sons vigorous and tall as growing plants, daughters of graceful beauty like the pillars of a palace wall, barns full to the brim with crops of every kind, sheep by the thousands out in our fields, oxen loaded down with produce, no enemy attacking the walls, but peace everywhere, no crime in our streets. Yes, happy are those whose God is Jehovah. Reading this psalm drew me to thinking about three things that I'd like to share with you. Firstly, the amazing attributes of God in those first few verses. Listen to who he is. Our immovable rock, our fortress, stronghold, deliverer and shield. It is God alone who can actually offer these things to us. He is our one strong, safe and secure place. He is the one who equips us for all battles that we face, and he is the one who loves us. Sadly, often we try and get our safety, security and strength from other places, like finances, people, property, food, Facebook and many other things. And all these things can be good, it's just that they are not the answer to life. We cannot totally rely on them to love and protect us, to deliver us, to be our rock, stronghold and deliverer. No, the things we really need are only available with God. Secondly, in David's time of trouble, he prays that the Lord would fight his enemies and rescue him. In verse 6, he asks the Lord, "Let loose your lightning bolts, your arrows, Lord, upon your enemies and scatter them. Reach down from heaven and rescue me. Deliver me from the deep waters, from the powers of the enemies." Wow, lightning bolts and arrows. That sounds like what we need, especially for the spiritual battle. It's a reminder for us to pray. Are you going through a time of trouble? Have you called out to the Lord to fight the enemy, to send his lightning bolts and arrows and to rescue you? Have you remembered to call out to the Lord for those others, people you know, who need rescuing? And thirdly, David chooses to praise God, even though he is still in danger, surrounded by the enemy. Verse 9 says, "I will sing you a new song, O God, with a 10-stringed harp, for you grant victory to kings. You are the one who will rescue your servant David from the fatal sword. Save me, deliver me from these enemies." Might I suggest that choosing to praise in the midst of danger is probably not the first thing we think of. Yet David is suggesting we do just that. and praising in every situation is seen throughout Scripture. Another example is in 2 Samuel 22, verse 3 to 4, which says, "My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Saviour, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I'm saved from my enemies." So it is something we should do too. Whatever is going on for us, whatever time of trouble or battle we may be going through, to remember to praise God whilst we are in it. So remember, God is our rock. Pray and ask Him for help. Praise Him in the battle. Today I'd like to base our prayer on this psalm. I'm going to pray through it with prayers relevant to us. Please join me as we pray. Our Father in heaven, we praise your name and we thank you for being our immovable rock. We pray that you would give us strength and skill in battle, whether it be spiritual, emotional or physical. Please help us to grow in our faith. Teach and equip us with the skills and strength that are required in this ever-changing world. We thank you for always being kind and loving to us. And we pray especially for those who are lonely, anxious, depressed, sick, or struggling in any way, that they would experience your love. We thank you for being our fortress, our tower of strength and safety, and our deliverer. We ask that all those who are living in any kind of fear, whether that be of COVID-19, death, sickness, or of the future, that they would run to you. We thank you for standing before us as a shield, and we pray that you would help us to keep our eyes upon you. O Lord, who are we that you even notice us? Why do you bother at all with the human race? For we are but a breath, our days are like a passing shadow. We thank you that you are bothered with us, and that you love us so much. We ask that you would forgive us for when we haven't bothered with you and just been consumed with ourselves. We pray that all peoples would turn and seek you. Father, we ask that you would let loose your lightning bolts, your arrows upon your enemies and scatter them. Please reach down from heaven and rescue all those who are in danger, whatever kind of danger that may be. Please deliver them from deep waters, from the power of the enemy. We pray this particularly for the persecuted church, but also for all people. And when they are rescued, may the glory be yours. For all those whose mouths are filled with lies and who swear to the truth of what is false, we pray that you, Lord, would bring a revelation of truth. O God, whatever we are going through, we pray that you would remind us and equip us to choose to praise you, to sing to you a new song, O God, for you grant victory. We give you praise and thanks for New Zealand, for our government and for the containment of COVID-19. We thank you that a lot of the country is back in level 3 and that we're moving in the right direction. We thank you for all our essential workers and for all businesses that can currently operate. We ask that you would pour your blessings upon them and their families. Please keep them healthy and give them patience and perseverance as they do their work. You, Lord, are the one who will rescue us from the enemy. Please save us, deliver us from our enemies and from the fatal sword in the countries where that is a real threat. Please save us from liars, devious schemes and all evil. Please open our eyes to the battles going on in our own homes, our communities and all over the world, and lead us in how to pray effectively that you might rescue us. We thank you for your blessing and peace in the future where you, Jehovah, are God. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So remember, God is our rock. Pray and ask him for help. Praise him in the battle. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thanks for joining with me to pray. Take care, and we hope that you can join us again tomorrow.